regular basis on this show.
You should. Have you met us?
What pisses you off makes us laugh. That's just horrible. Yeah. That makes us just bad people.
Friends like these is what they need to help us.
We know. That's why it's hilarious.
Precisely. we're rolling, y'all.
Yeah. We are?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a good Nelly joke in first.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Right. It wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't. Put a little bit more thought into it. It would have been tight. Yeah, good joke.
I mean, if he would have put more thought into his raps.
Now we're. Are you another chap at Nelly? Come on, this is the same dude that did memorable songs like Hot in Her.
I think he
does. Wait, I'm not finished. Grills.
You should be finished.
And other magical hits.
Nelly's finished.
Good Lord.
Nelly's finished.
Is he? Yeah. Yo, real quick, though. I'm sorry. Real quick. There was a Chingy sighting.
A chingy sighting.
Careful. You got one letter short of making a mistake.
That G, boy.
Chingy.
We certainly have an Asian fan base.
Yeah, sorry.
You got to hold that G, boy.
Get that Gordon Liu.
Okay, Chingy. Sighting in Vegas. Oh, okay. He was performing at some club. Like one of my friends on Facebook was at a club, and he was performing. And I was like this.
Oh, that's cool.
There he is. Okay. Right. I like this. All right, cool. Okay.
Right there.
Yeah. Did I watch the whole video? No, I just like this. Oh, he's alive. Okay. And then just went on about my life.
You're good for Chingy, man.
Because nobody cared. I didn't care.
By the way, you guys, you were rocking with Rap Sucks Radio. We are now live and direct, man. Thank y'all for hanging in there with us. Officially episode 11.
That's right. Double digits.
Word. Double digits. We out here doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's a real thing. I am your homeboy, Track Life, and that's your folks, Kev Sakota.
What's up?
And also on the microphone with us, Mr. Shug.
Hello.
Yay.
Everybody.
And we're going to do the opening question. But you know what, Kev? I'm going to spare you this week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
Since Shug is here, Shug's going to get the opening
question. Oh, nice.
I was going to say, look.
All right.
Immunity.
Hey.
Shug.
Are the same multiple choice?
No.
My bad.
So in high school, one time, me, you, and the homie L Bug rolled up to Walnut to see some chicks, right? And since L didn't have no money, but I asked you to borrow some money, you didn't let me borrow money to get bus fare back, so me and L had to walk while you took the bus. Did you ever plan on apologizing to me for that, or are you just going to let that roll?
Hold on. Let me think about that real quick. Maybe a little bit. As I think about it now, though, Trek Life.
Hold on, this is
long. Hold on. This is gonna be a good one. Trek Life got the name Trek Life because he walks everywhere. He loves to walk. So you were supporting
the brand.
Yes. So I didn't even know I was creating Trek Life even then in 1994.
I'm already tired of you. So we out. Peace. Wait.
What up, y'all? It's Cousin Ant. I'm out here in the streets, staying four toes down. You can find me listening to Trek and Kev on Rap Sucks Radio.
I'm not talking about pause. Yo, you alive? You're rocking live on Rap Sucks Radio. On rapsucksradio.com, you can catch us on iTunes. If you're listening, you probably know all this. You probably have done some research, actually. But you can tell a friend, and you know they can tell a friend. Your boy Track Life, Fam Camp Sakota, your homeboy Mr. Shug, and we are about to jump into the usual out here tripping.
Who is out here tripping?
Who's out here tripping? Brian Colfage, if you haven't heard of that person before, you will know who they are soon, is out here tripping. The reason why is the first part of this is not the reason, because that would suck to say that this.
No, well, it's good that because I saw you put that down. We should acknowledge it because it's a good way to start out.
Yeah, it's a good way to acknowledge. So I'm going to read why he's out here tripping, but it also explains who he is. And then we'll kind of acknowledge who he is first. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go into the fact that he's tripping. He is a triple amputee Air Force veteran and motivational speaker who is asking the 63 million Americans who voted for President Donald Trump to chip in $80 a piece for a border wall. He actually reached part of that. He was looking to get like $5 billion or $2.5 billion. He wanted to get half the necessary amount.
Gotcha.
And ended at $20 million. So where we do want to say shout out to Brian Colfax for his services to the country. This wall thing, you out here are tripping. So there is some extra information. The wall is started. He got his $20 million. Wall started in Sunland Park, New Mexico.
Right.
And he received a cease and desist because they did not complete the paperwork.
Properly.
Right. To build the wall. And also the size of the wall might be out of the permission zone for some.
Right, because the limit on the size of a wall you can put up is 6 feet tall.
Right.
And what do you want did he want it 7, 8 feet?
No, 7, 8 feet? I think that's actually being real kind. The border wall is something like 20 feet or 15 feet high, 7, 8, whatever.
6 feet?
Yeah, they're falling way short.
They're pretty. I think you're over the limit here, Brian. And they're trying to make it a political thing as though, like, Sunland, New Mexico. But, man, listen, you filled out your GoFundMe perfectly, fam. You can't fill out your paperwork. I'm just trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, yeah, when I looked at it today, they're at GoFundMe.com/the Trump Wall.
Oh, it is the Trump Wall.
It doesn't say the Trump Wall that Mexico is going to pay for.
Right.
It's just the Trump Wall.
Right, exactly. Which is odd, right? If you were a voter, if you voted for 45,
right,
you're not upset that you're putting in $80 each?
I don't, and that's another thing I was looking at is the average, it looks like there's a lot of people that are giving 20, 25 bucks or whatever. It's like, hey, you know, get your name up on there and you're supporting and something you believe in. That's cool. But you got to know that you're nowhere close.
No.
So
20 million, you needed what? $5 billion?
This is what, like 2% of the goal, which isn't even the total amount of money it's going to take. The border, the southern border is approaching 2,000 miles, right?
Right.
So that's like 30 miles maybe of 6 foot tall wall. If you did your permitting right.
Right.
It's like, homie, we're just gonna go ahead and as Trump says, we're gonna take a right and go right around that wall.
For real, like yeah. It's gonna be funny. I wanna see the graph of any parts of the wall that actually are built. I just gotta see how ill the graph artists get on it. I think that's gonna be the dope part.
Oh, there was an installation somewhere where there was like this huge baby looking over the wall.
Yeah, that was dope. It was a French artist that did that.
So. Oh, right.
Yep.
No, that's tight.
That's dope. Speaking of the wall, though. Yeah. This dude, yo.
What?
Trump, man, with the 5%, the 5% tariff on all Mexican goods. All goods coming in from Mexico.
Right.
Until the migration of immigrants coming from Honduras and countries south of Mexico, mm-hmm. Crossing through Mexico and coming into the U.S. stops entirely. That is the thing. And the plan is not only for this 5% tariff on overall goods from Mexico, everything, it's supposed to go up 5% roughly every month or every 3 months, and it'll cap out at 25%, right? Until the immigration of southern countries through Mexico.
The plan is immaculate. Because he's going to hurt his own people, us. God, hurts to say it. He's going to hurt the Mexican people, the Mexican government.
Right.
Because they're not stopping the Central American people who are from other countries, even though they all look the same to him. Do his stuff. That's like Canada putting tariffs on our goods because we can't stop Drake from doing corny shit. Like, come on, man. That is as much your problem as it is ours. We will take some credit for it.
Well, he's said that he would stop sending aid to places like Honduras or Central American countries that that have large migrations of immigrants from their country through Mexico. But
he is horrible. I'm sorry. He's just a horrible... He sucks badly.
And also a lot of the, you know, we can all turn into armchair, you know, foreign relations experts and all that stuff, but we're not sending aid to any country. This is not charity. We're doing it because of the interest that it supports at the end of the day.
True.
Like what does A-Live say? It's all about the money, right?
Well, but here's the other thing. Even though we're not going to be armchair foreign relations people, the Rufus Yerxa, if I'm saying that correctly, the president of the National Foreign Trade Council, which represents the nation's largest exporters, called the move a colossal blunder. So even if we're not, like, people who are experts in this type of thing are like, dude, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So it's just hard to kind of figure out. So there's a lot of data on, and this is kind of one of the things where Rapsucks Radio goes a little, I guess, deeper than at least my knowledge base here. But there's a lot of evidence that immigration is actually decreasing by percentage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like the thing I've always kind of thought, and this is what I've thought this since I was in like high school, is like if you were going to provide a kind of if you were going to drain a bordering country of almost all of its resources in a sense, whether it's human resources or you know, whatever type of resources, you were going to cause this problem. The more that you sort of support some form of relation on the bordering side, because Mexico is, you know, it gets super rich as you get towards central Mexico. There's a lot of money in Mexico. Yep. So the bordering countries are the ones that kind of have more of the problem. So it's sort of like, are you going to continue this back and forth where people on one side of the line or the other need to go over there? Like, or are you going to say, look, man, the best way to fix this problem is for us to say, okay, well, we got businesses on this side. There's businesses on that side. Why don't we figure out a way to have some sort of, you know, continuous work visa issue or things of that nature? I just feel like there are better ways to go about it that actually benefit both sides of the
But there, you know, things that are sensible aren't always exciting to scared white folks, you know, and he excites them. And so there's a couple things. One, by all accounts, he doesn't know how tariffs work. It's just something that he can do on his own without having to have anybody approve it, right? So it's something that he can do and just say, I'm doing this. And it sounds strong to his supporters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing is that, you know, with the aid packages and all that stuff, if just look at a map, look at a globe, go to your child's classroom and look at the globe. If somebody walked from the southernmost tip of Mexico, you know, which, by the way, is where a lot of these folks are coming from and beyond,
right,
and walk all the way through Mexico to get here. That's like us walking from here up to Canada. It's actually further, right?
Right.
We won't even, like, I know I wouldn't even want to move to the IE to avoid problems. You know, so if you just put yourself in the mind state of this is how bad things are, and a lot of the aid that we send also is by, the sense I get is it's to stabilize those governments so that they can, you know, gives them the breathing room to not have to somehow feel like they have to treat their people in a way that actually is terrible.
Inhumane,
you know,
terrible.
Yeah. Right. You know, which obviously somebody's treating them bad. Either it's the, you know, it
just comes
cartels
to,
or it's the government or both. Or whatever, you know, and
but then you're overthrowing rulers and very, you know, you in the 80s you went through this thing where you just start overthrowing folks just for the sake of overthrowing them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
You know, creating these power vacuums that now are starting to come home to roost. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not, first of all, let's just, I mean, look, immigration is not the biggest problem in this country. Like, let's just knock it off, okay? The reason why you may or may not have enough money by your standard is not because some dude took a low-level job, probably not even with proper paperwork because folks want to pay less money than they're supposed to.
Right.
So let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That is not the reason. Your healthcare issue has little to nothing, the tiniest bit or small percentage to do with immigration. So like the whole story that this is the biggest threat, it's an actual national threat, national emergency, is nonsense. It's complete nonsense. And you, if you want to pour in a country that has several different issues, education being too expensive, people being in $40,000, and I'm being nice, $40,000 in debt, just walking out of the door with a degree.
Mm-hmm.
All of these issues, your healthcare issues, your pharmaceutical company issues, your opioid crisis, none of this has anything to do with a dude that comes across the border to freaking sweep in a factory less than minimum wage. Yeah. So like, don't do this.
And then the only time he brings it up is when, if I was a refugee from Central America, I would make sure that I knew whenever Mueller was about to say anything or do anything, or anyone was gonna get at Trump with not some you know, soft ass Democrat liberal, you know, nonsense, you know, because as soon as Mueller spoke, that's when, you know,
yeah, that's when it turned up. That's when he hit Twitter like, this is what we about to do.
It's by the way, I know we're not going to talk about Mueller, but Mueller, the one thing I would say about Mueller is I realized that who he has become to me is the dude in your office who writes the long ass emails and is like, well, if you would have just read my goddamn email, you would know. And the rest of us are like Dwight Schrute from the office. Yeah.
We all exist.
That's the rest of us.
Well, I read the email, Mueller, and I read at least most of it, as much as I could actually tolerate. And like I said, I think that I could make an argument on each side. If I was a, you know, red blooded heartland American that had a MAGA hat, I could say this proves nothing. But I would also have to go, God, that's a lot of smoke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody did something. That's basically what Mueller's saying. He's really kind of saying, look, dude, somebody did something, and somebody that we're talking to every day knows what somebody did. And I can't go after your boy the way that, you know, the way that we should based on his, you know, status in the country.
Yeah.
But if I could, I'd shake you out.
Right? Yeah, this is there's definitely enough going on to where the teacher would say, I don't care who did it, you're all staying after class. Right? I mean,
bottom line. Bottom line. Bottom line. Wow. Damn. Bottom line is a terrible segue into this. R. Kelly.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
I know you might. Surely might enjoy this one.
Man.
Really?
Why would I enjoy it?
Wait, well, just to talk trash about R. Kelly.
Okay, yeah, okay.
The Kelphabet.
The Kelphabet. Well, R. Kelly is the R in the alphabet. KK is the K in the alphabet. And remember, we moved Kodak Black to the B in the alphabet for, you know,
Bobby. I like to call R. Kelly Bobby because it just Bobby. What Bobby do? My Bobby.
11 more counts of sexual assault and sexual abuse related charges. Allegedly, he's facing 11 more counts per Megan Krupo of the Chicago Tribune. She's a reporter that covers the criminal courts. Via her Twitter, she said that these are Class X sexual assault charges. They are far more serious than other pending cases he faces. That's the most serious class of felony in Illinois, short of murder. And it is 6 to 30 years mandatory.
Jesus. So, what is Class X? Is there a Class A through...
Yeah,
it's unknown. What is it, W?
I really wish
what he did was
how does,
like,
that work?
Off the chain. I mean, did he, when he peed on the girl, did the pee was so strong that his shot hit her, ricocheted, hit like 2-3 other underage women in there? I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, he put 11 on the board.
I mean, 11 more. He put 11
on the board.
He the Steph Curry of
in the fourth.
He's the Steph Curry of peeing on women.
Late
in the fourth. 1 minute left on the clock. He threw 11 up on the board.
Bobby, like, I can do it. But 11 more charges.
You shouldn't even have been in the game. It's not like you're in the fourth and you're down by 12 and you put 11 up.
Come on, Bobby, take a knee.
Yeah, like, dude, you were down by 60 points in the fourth. You shouldn't even have been off the bench.
Yeah, but he like this.
Coach, put me in the game so I could lose more.
I know, he at home sweating like, man, how did he find out about that?
Well, to be, his lawyer said, like, dude, yo, this is much to do about nothing. It was not any new charges, and he's recharged in the existing case, and it's the same alleged victim and time, and it's a decade ago, and it changes nothing. That this R. Kelly's lawyer, Steve Greenberg.
I thought that said Steve Gutenberg. I was like, wow, that's...
Wow, he switched up the game. Okay, all right, Gutenberg.
Wow. No, okay. I love the references on this show.
So Greenberg?
Yeah, Steve Greenberg, his lawyer, said that. No, this is nothing. So it's kind of like, I guess, what is your lawyer supposed to say?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's like the same charges, just being, it's like the remix.
Yeah, that's why.
I did it. Yeah, I did without doing it. My bad.
I see what you're doing over there,
man. No.
The remix to the charges, yo. The charges have the remix. That should be the tagline. It's the Remix City's charges.
And they're going to put it in here. If he go to jail, woo, I'm just, man.
If.
He will go, and he'll be there for a minute, for a good minute. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's about to say 11. I couldn't count. I don't know how to count.
For real. Oh, 11 more?
I don't know how to count, John.
I can't count.
But the problem is, it's like, it's going to take him a while to go to jail. That's it. This is prolonging it. It's being prolonged.
Let me throw this out there about the can't read part of this.
Right?
So you couldn't read IDs, homie? Like, the number on the ID, like, that's, do you have an ID?
Oh, is that what he was saying? I thought he said...
No, I know. Yeah. That's not what I'm... But what I'm trying to say is, so you couldn't read an ID? Like, come on, fam.
Or better yet, see the girl rolling up on a scooter?
Right?
That
she
mean, you
got
tell
dropped
it,
off
you,
by her auntie, homie. Yeah. You knew she was a child.
She was pushing a power wheel. And he was like, baby girl is fine.
It's like, what are you
on
doing?
On a power wheel, Bobby?
There are people defending this dude, though. And I put it as the... Do me a favor. Lean in close. For anybody who is defending R. Kelly.
Put your ear right next to the
lean in close. I know you don't like me, and it's all good. I'm a B, all right. So, you know, get all your feelings. Get comfortable when you feel it.
Your R. Kelly ASMR about to happen.
Yeah, just... For real.
Lean in.
I want you to dislike me to the point where it's like a warm blanket for you. Get comfortable. Stop bringing up Harvey Weinstein whenever someone that you like assaults somebody and gets in trouble for it.
Yo,
knock it off.
Yo, high five. I don't care if they see it. High five. Yo, because they do that shit way too much. They be like this, well, Harvey got away with... Who said
Harvey
he got away,
got
he
away with nothing.
Shit? With nothing.
And they like, but he got to pay the... Yeah, he got to pay. It was a similar situation to Bill Cosby. The only difference is Harvey had to pay up and Bill's charges were dropped. The real ones have yet to be faced. So if you want to throw Harvey Weinstein, who was not a front of the camera person to begin with, you idiots.
That's the thing.
Stop. There's just no... Just stop. At least read about Harvey Weinstein's... Well, I got to Google what Harvey Weinstein doing, but what are... You are on a Chicago Tribune reporter's Twitter. That is way deeper than Google. Like, knock it off. What's wrong with your life? Get a perm. Do something better with your life right now. Go to the hair salon. Talk about something else. Watch Desperate Housewives. What, is that still on?
Nah.
Do something else
your
day. You know what I mean? Don't get a perm, though, by the way. Or whatever. Like,
no, get a perm. Get a perm. Get a perm.
But maybe not. Lock your hair. Get a perm. Get a relaxer. Get some box braids. Yeah. Do something else with your life. But stop bringing up Harvey Weinstein whenever R. Kelly gets in trouble.
And they bring... But see, the problem is, though, with my black people, I love y'all. Whenever an artist, an African-American artist, is charged with something, like, well, what about so-and-so? He's white. Like, so what? Wrong is wrong. It don't matter what color the person is. Now, I will say this, though, about Michael Jackson. I heard shit about Michael Jackson. Wait, let me just say this. I heard shit about Mike. Yeah, I'm on a roll today. I heard shit about Mike after the documentary, right? And it was like this, you know, they started taking down, I think one school took down Michael Jackson's name off the auditorium, something like that.
Oprah dropped it like it's hot.
Yep, and then, then they started bringing up Elvis.
Right.
Presley. And the thing about Elvis though, Elvis liked underage girls back then. Yeah, he did.
No, listen, let's backtrack.
Okay,
he didn't sleep with Priscilla Presley until they got married. They only laid in the same bed together. Elvis Presley didn't do anything, and we believe that.
Yeah.
Get your cornball goof nut. And Kev just said something I think is very important. You know what I'm saying? Kev said that Oprah dropped Michael Jackson's name off like it was hot. Right?
Right.
Is it like you dropped those African girls into school without monitoring what went on in those schools? Only for those girls, those young ladies to get their asses beat by the teachers because your punk ass didn't really know what was going on, Oprah? So which dropping are we doing? Where's Stedman at? You know what I'm saying?
If anybody,
Rick Steadman.
If anybody,
get Steadman in here for some clarity. I got to talk to light-skinned Steadman. You know what I mean?
So what we're saying is, R. Kelly going to fry. Stop bringing up other celebrities.
I think Harvey Weinstein goes down too. I don't think Harvey Weinstein.
He will.
I don't think he's about to kick it. Like they finna take these. They finna take this Cosby L. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So stop bringing up. So and so. Shut
your ass.
That's
just the ongoing. That's what everyone. You know, if you don't have, if that's the best argument you have, stop typing.
Right. Because you're not really defending the. You've lost your defense at that point. Especially messing with me, because I'm going to just be like, look, this is the information. Like, I ain't really going to go at you about, I mean, I'm just saying, whatever, man. I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a goofy thing, and I just wish y'all were less goofy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stop being goofy.
Stop being goofy. Y'all out here looking like actual character goofy, like, for real.
Like people that want to change the last season of Game of Thrones. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Shit, I got so much. Go ahead. So I'm gonna leave it alone. Okay, next one.
You know what we finna get into?
What's next?
I love it.
That is the
name of this. I love that segment. Okay. I love the but nah segment. All right, homie, I feel you, but nah. Though.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Mount Everest. Mm. Would any of you, first of all, before I go into this, have any of you ever in your lifetime wanted to climb Mount Everest?
Nope.
Me neither. No, shout out to anybody who's ever wanted to. Shout out to anybody who's listening who has the desire to.
That's cool.
I know one person that listens that she's a rock climber. I think that's dope. She posts pictures and I'm like, wow, that looks like something I will never do. Right? Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, I lived on 110th Hoover a part of my life. I've seen death. I really don't need to challenge death over and over again. Once you... You know what I mean? Like, it's cool.
And,
I've actually seen death.
And being African American, that's not thrilling in itself. That's not thrilling enough.
It's thrilling enough.
Yeah,
it's not just a job. You know what I mean?
It's an adventure.
Oh, man. The ice is melting and old bodies and old bones are showing up on Mount Everest. People who die climbing. Because when you die on Mount Everest, depending upon how high up you are, you ain't being brought back down.
I know it's the leave no man behind motto does not was, happen yeah, there.
The Nepalese government is not finna be like, oh, we finna go up there and get Reg because he was up there.
Like, is Freddie dead? Freddie's dead. Oh, man. Well,
can you imagine? My cousin went up there, man. You know what happened? Well, he went up there, but we don't check whether they come back down. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't he owe you money?
Exactly. Check on the other side.
Not anymore.
For real. So the reports are, though, that glaciers throughout the Himalayas are melting away. And on Everest, that means that the snow and the ice that were covering the bodies of dead hikers is vanishing, thus revealing the bones and the preserved bodies of these hikers. Now, they have made an effort to carry some people down, but it is a very dangerous thing to go up there and get them. It's a pretty big, kind of a big deal. Like, I'm trying to figure out how old some of these bones are because people have been climbing Mount Everest for years. So
it's when climate science and privilege collide.
You have to be privileged to climb Mount Everest.
Well, I think because you have to train for that. It's like training for a marathon, the timing is so the time of year when you can do it, because of the weather. Is a very small window, which is why because I was like, why is there, they kept talking about traffic jam. So,
right.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know, it's like, no.
Well, they have guides, right? To my understanding, they have guides that'll take you up. But I think that I'm assuming that they turn around at some point. Like, all right, look, you know what I mean? We got to go back down and get the other group. So, you know what I'm saying? You and your cousin got to keep going. There have been grave robbers too, though. That they mentioned in the feature article and a couple other little things I kind of quick Googled. Okay. That one of the issues also is where the bodies aren't being carried back down, there's like some grave robbing going on. And I mean, I'm like,
what does that mean? Just like nice
like
watch.
People kind of taking, like people taking things. And I'm thinking, how recent are some of the things that you're taking? Like, I mean,
like, I found a,
what did you take?
I found a Walkman.
Nobody went up there with a Movado or anything, right? Yeah. Like,
and why would you wear it going up there?
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out what they're like, grave robbing. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Extra boots? Right. Beanies? Come on, like, really? This is dumb. phone.
Fam, come back with the beanie. Come back, from you got 1920, like
this. Look at this beanie.
Where you get this from?
With it's the like, fuzzy, with the fuzzy ball at the. Yeah, it's great. Oh Jesus, Willie, come on.
That's a crazy thing to do, but it's it's thrill seekers are thrill seekers. But
I want to know the nationality of the ones that passed.
Oh, white folks.
I'm curious. We don't want to say it's all my. Oh,
that's true.
My, you know,
I actually find
but
it.
We don't want to.
But I doubt if there's a Lamar up there or a Quanisha or a Rita. I doubt it. Seriously.
Lamar Odom can't smoke his way up. Man, you know he's like one of my favorite players too. I talk so much trash about.
Have we made y'all mad yet?
No, I hope not. I hope not, man. But here's the better question: when I heard there was bones and dead bodies, I was like, "So when the Night King died Game of Thrones, right? There were some dead people that were probably chilling or whatever. So is this like, are they? Because they all died. They all fell over. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So are these like the Night King people, or am I just a little too goofy at this point?
A little goofy.
A little goofy. You can punch yourself. If you punch yourself, we would not stop you at all.
The way they talk about Everest, though, it sounds like it jumped the shark. Like it was the hot club in the 90s. And then they started letting all the meatheads in who couldn't follow the rules. And they just ruined it for everybody.
But people are still doing it, though.
I think
right now they just need to stop.
There are definitely people who... it's part of their life, their bucket list. You know what I mean? Like, so there's, I guess there are like 7 notable peaks around the world or whatever, the peak on every continent, right?
They try and do that.
Which, that's roughly 6.5 more mountains than I ever want to.
Yeah, I don't know. Isn't the tallest mountain in the world from, I think it's in Hawaii, but I think it's from sea level to peak.
Oh,
so you can't necessarily.
That sounds like a little bit of cheating,
right? Exactly.
Okay.
I tried to give props to the Hawaiians after I kind of shaded them last week.
Oh man.
Fair enough, man. But yeah, I. But that's the but nah segment because it's like I know you want to climb Mount Everest, but nah,
but
I'm not doing that. It's
not
that. So yeah, Suge, can you do me a favor? Can I get a damn nature you scary real quick?
Damn nature you scary.
Yeah, I needed that.
Well, let me say it right.
Go ahead.
Damn nature you scary.
Damn nature you scary.
Excellent.
Terrible. Work. Terrible.
Excellent.
Terrible.
I think you have to be a white guy to do that.
Right? I think it was a white guy. Wait,
was it
a white dude? That, isn't it a white dude that played Cleveland Brown?
Yes,
I assume.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's a white dude, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. From Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Maryland.
Yes. Yeah, that's where the accent's from. Odyssey was so hype about that. He was like, I knew he was from Maryland. I was like, yo, you were way too hype about that. All right, man, I got to present this question to y'all.
Okay.
I think you looked it up, so you know the answer. So I'll present it to Suge.
Go.
Why are tigers orange?
I have no idea.
Kev?
Well, I didn't get an answer though. That's the whole thing. I read the link you sent. It's just that's the thing. I'm reading this. I'm thinking it's not that deer or the animals that tigers hunt see orange as green, even though that's sort of how they portrayed the article, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's just that they see everything as green.
Well, no. It's that.
Or they only see certain colors.
There's only a certain depth of color. So
tigers could be pink to them.
No. Well, they could be anything in the range of red to orange. So red to orange appears as green. So the answer to that is that their prey can't see orange. So oranges turn to green.
Okay.
So when they're hunting in the jungle,
they just blend in.
They just blend in and they can attack their prey. But humans have the ability to see. How many people have just tuned completely out at this point?
I don't know. I think we still got. Hold on.
We got like 4 listeners left.
Hold on. Y'all don't go nowhere.
Hi.
Don't go nowhere.
Hello. How you
people
doing?
Are like, yo,
thanks
this show,
for coming
man,
out.
It was good. The Canadians have all left. Like, we had no. Listen, we listened last week. It was pretty
sorry.
Funny.
Talk now about Drake.
Go Raptors.
Go Raptors.
Did we get y'all back?
So there's the thing that. But that's a crazy thing that the human eye can only see a certain depth of color and extension, and the animal eye can see a certain depth of color and extension, and
right.
It hasn't evolved for deer and whatever else they eat. And yeah, that's pretty much the most fun I can have with this segment.
Yeah, I thought the headline should have just been tigers eat deer because deers are dumb.
Well, deers are genetically...
A deer will walk in front of your car.
Well, it's now maybe the reason why is because they're seeing like green as it approaches them or something like that. They're not seeing the actual color. No, I don't. I think I've read that they are just stunned, that the light actually stuns them.
Mm-hmm.
So they pretty much have no reason. It's like skunks. Skunks get run over because skunks throughout their entire existence don't have any flight. They don't run because they've never had to.
Oh, because they have
to. So they actually just turn their back to your car like they're about to spray that joint. And then the tire be like, nah,
right.
It's not happening. And then your car smells for like 6 weeks.
It's
and
the
don't
worst.
Ask me how I know. Skunks be taking L's on Shadow Oak, boy.
Yo. Yo, y'all, skunks, y'all listening? Y'all done, son.
Hey, one of the funniest stories I've ever heard was Anel talking about that raccoon that opened his door and like was taking his lunch out of his car. Shout out to my man Anel, yo. My man left brain in the building.
He got lunch jacked by
a raccoon, yo. That's what it is.
You better clean that up a little bit. That's remotely racist.
Lunch jacked by a raccoon. Dang. Well, that's like him. If he holds the G on Chingy, we're all good. And if you hold the rack, keep that. Hold the rack on raccoon.
Raccoon.
But if you rush that rack, people might turn to the left and be like, yo, what's going on? I do want to make sure that we do shout out Alex Trebek.
No doubt.
I mean, I know he's listening.
Phrase it as a question.
Yeah, exactly.
What is congratulations?
Right.
Congratulations.
What is the person that beat, or who is the person that beat cancer last week?
That's right.
Alex, or whatever.
Who,
Alex Trebek.
Who is Alex Trebek?
Alex Trebek. So,
good looking, good.
That's dope, man. Good, that's yeah. really dope. And you'll be back on Jeopardy confusing me. Did y'all, when I was young, I used to watch Jeopardy and like know the answers.
Really?
Because we were in school. Like a lot of the stuff was like some of the stuff we had talked about as, you know,
some
as
of
recently.
It was.
But yeah, now I'm like, it's like, no.
I like this.
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's
what animal has a pimple on their back leg? Like this. No, like this. What is the placenta in South Africa? Like this. Correct. I'm like this. Where the fuck did that come from? Like, buddy,
I hate to see the kids, you know, the college ones. Because you know this is for their student loans. So when they leave with like $18, I'd be like, yeah, man, you're going to have to pay the whole loan, buddy.
What is it called? College week?
Yeah, when it's college week, I'll be like, oh, they out there for these student loans. They trying to pay these dorm fees off. And fam be like, oh, you know, Cindy, we're really sad that you left with $18. Your dorm fees are going to be hell of expensive because you go to like, you know what I'm saying?
But you get this microwave.
Exactly. But, you know, it was a lovely parting gift.
Here's $20 worth of Top Ramen.
Go ahead and live out your 30 years of debt. Peace. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, yeah, Trebek, beating cancer.
One of the Mays will be calling you, Sally or Fanny. Pick one.
It's one of the Mays.
And also, on a darker note, rest in peace to Frank Lucas.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
American gangster.
Blue Magic.
I can honestly say that cat, I watched a documentary on him,
mm-hmm.
and he was just as gangster as he wanted to be. He was like, he was literally like.
Don't say it, Reg. Don't say it. As gangster as he was when he snitched?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Ooh.
Frank didn't even like trip off of doing it. Like, yeah, such and such. Like, the movie is great. It's based on his life, but it's not accurate.
It's not accurate.
Yeah, you know, but then you watch a documentary and be like this. Yo, his brothers, I think even his wife at the time was dealing too.
Well,
he led a very interesting
My takeaway was Frank Lucas is survived by his wife of more than 40 years.
Nice.
Former Puerto Rican beauty queen.
Yep.
Juliana Farai.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my initial thought is that I'm just waiting. The clock is ticking for your boy Kodak Black to tweet some inappropriate shit to her.
I'm about getting at Frank Lucas's wife.
Yeah, he's probably.
Yeah, don't do that.
Kodak Black is horrible. Can I bash Kodak Black for a minute?
And you know, go ahead, man. You got 1 full minute. Go.
Fuck him.
All right. Time.
Fuck that motherfucker. I don't give two shits. Like, you know, I'm like, yo, if he even like, if he saw me in the street, like, yo, I heard you was talking shit. I'm like this. And?
Well, I mean, he did go head up with Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers is 4 feet high. That nigga played Blade and sucked at it.
Did he play Blade?
That nigga had, shit.
Wait, was Sticky Fingers in Sticky Blade?
There was a show. I shit you not. There was a show. Blade was an actual series for a hot second. And Sticky Fingers played Blade.
Really?
And I was like, I was like this. Sticky Fingers is as tall as my Timberland boot.
What?
Look, I shit y'all not.
I still don't. So it wasn't the dude from Moesha.
Not Fredro Starr. No.
Okay, because they're all the same person to me still.
Fredro and Sticky.
I don't know which one is which. Like, I'm like, okay, so that's...
Is it really scary?
I actually met Fredro once.
Fredro's actually a better actor than... I don't know if that ain't mean anything, but he's better acting than Sticky. Hey, well. And why did Fredro... Real quick. Fredro Starr battled Keith Murray like a couple of years back.
I remember that, yeah.
And Fredro won?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting.
Like just a couple years ago?
Like
it wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long. Like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. And I was looking like this. Yeah. When I saw it, I was like,
fellas,
this.
Fellas, come on.
What are we doing now?
We're all here.
That's just hilarious.
That's an old head energy battle, though.
That is an old head energy battle. Yeah. But I'm like, this why all of a sudden?
They were battling for a chairlift system.
Whoa. I can't even watch. I can't even watch battles. I never really could. Even like the good ones back when I was young and somebody was battling. You know,
there's a high ratio of cringeworthy. Yeah. You know, moments.
But have you seen a battle
since there's no more beat?
Yeah, but have you seen the battles nowadays? Though?
Yeah, there's no beats.
The acapella joints.
Yeah, they are crazy. They are like, I don't know, what's the best way to describe them? Like poetry sessions, like, that's why your father didn't love you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that dude. What was it? Yeah.
I'll be your daddy because you know this is going to keep it true. And everybody like, and I'm like this.
Was that the Nick Cannon thing?
No. It's an MC. He battled this dude, and he was like, basically broke down how his father was a deadbeat father. And, you know.
But I'm there for you.
Yeah.
And
like
I'm like.
It was a.
Damn, what kind of battle is this? Like, I don't...
It was demeaning.
Yeah, it was the weirdest battles, but that's been going on forever.
Yo. What was it? Pusha T's son battling Drake's son or something?
Wow.
Boom, boom! Two-piece to Drake.
Drake.
Hold the biscuit.
Drake actually might get a secondary out here tripping, but I'm kind of not mad, though. I mean, super fan, right?
Hey, man. Get hype.
Yeah, do it.
Him and Draymond Green went to dinner the next day.
What's the real deal with the E-40 thing? Were they just messing around?
Yeah, I think they were just messing around because it didn't go far enough, so I assumed it wasn't real. Him and Draymond Green actually, no, that's a real thing. It was reported that they went to dinner.
Why you mentioned Draymond Green?
Okay, first of all, remember what I told you about the show because we had that discussion. Now, second of all, Draymond Green...
Let me say this about Draymond Green.
I
respect him as a basketball player. I respect him, you know, as a somewhat. I respect him as a person, but I think he made a statement recently about like everybody's hating on Golden State, like this, like quote unquote, the states are hating on Golden State. Draymond, if you are listening, if you are, great, but you're not gonna like this. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody's hating on Golden State. It's nice right now in the finals, some competition. That's it. It's competitive, baby. You know how I go.
You know that they don't want no competition because they recruited Kevin Durant to be a... Oh.
No, you wasn't, Trey.
I think they're the most liked championship team. I guess the Chicago Bulls were.
In history?
Yeah, I feel like there hasn't been a championship team that people collectively have like liked each character on the team more. Like people love Steph Curry.
Yeah, Golden State. Like,
nobody really hates Klay Thompson.
Nobody.
Like,
yeah, I mean nobody's.
People kind of like didn't like, you know, Dennis Rodman on the Bulls, or maybe had some issue with Scottie Pippen, but I don't think that was a real thing.
No.
So maybe outside of the Bulls, they might be the most actual liked.
I think they are.
Yeah, and I also think like back then there were a lot more heels in the league too. That those teams were competing.
The Celtics were the biggest.
Yeah, ones, I mean, and or LeBron, the Pistons.
Yep.
Right.
The Pistons. You know. Yeah, the Pistons had.
Oh my God, Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, Mahomes. Golden State is a. They're the DC universe.
Yes, they are.
The Bulls were the Marvel universe.
We'll go with that shit. Yeah, they are DC. They are.
With that, we are at time. This will be one of our short episodes. Oh, what's
up? Draymond, we're not.
Yeah, nobody's hating.
Nobody hating on you. We just want to see a good series. Nobody wants to see.
But they don't want to see a good series, and that's the thing about the argument about current basketball, which I won't get into because you know I get it. But
I want to.
That's part of the argument, right? Like, yeah.
it's supposed to be competitive.
It's supposed to be competitive, but we're making all these moves, and not we, but the players are making all these moves to almost guarantee themselves wins. And people are comparing it to basketball in days past where maybe you drafted Magic Johnson or you drafted Kobe Bryant or whatever. But those were draft picks. They could have gone one way or the other. The fact that they turned out great is awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But to basically put together your own team at the dinner table, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then show up and say, this is still a competitive thing. I thought that this playoffs was great, and I'm not arguing that at all. I think that the league ultimately catches up to that super team, because the super team has to pay these super players, and their bench gets weaker, and blah 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 blah.
Right.
But I still don't think that it can be fairly argued that this is a highly competitive generation that really wants to dominate the sport. Like, I think that they want to go down in history as champions, but not necessarily compete at the highest level for championships.
I think kind of with that, I can go with that. I mean, think about it, like, all the superstars, quote-unquote, like, rookies, right? Like, nobody knew Kobe Bryant's going to be like that. Nobody knew. Everybody had a feeling Shaq, okay?
Sure,
Shaq.
Sure.
There are certain players,
Yeah, like Magic people knew coming out Magic, right. Or strongly assumed that he'd be great.
Right, like, but this one cat now from in Toronto, I cannot pronounce his name.
Siakam?
Yeah, him? This is like his third year in the league.
Yeah.
And I don't know what pick he was, but he's balling.
Yep.
Hard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the draft is like you never know.
Well.
And trying to get a super team, like, I remember, hell, even last year, LeBron James said that Golden State had a super team. Golden State didn't have a super team.
The year 2015?
No. Last year.
Yeah, they had a super team last year.
I mean, okay, wait. Not, okay, before Durant.
Let's see, in 2015, the first champion. That first championship was amazing. Yeah. That was great. I loved
the first one, and then, I don't know.
Yeah, after it just kind of went downhill to me.
Right, yeah.
It sort of jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Like this part of the show. So, we're going to shut it down at this part, y'all. Kevin's like on his phone, like just, you know, checking the news. So, we're going to go ahead and knock it out. Thank y'all for listening. You are live with Rap Sucks Radio.
Yes, sir.
I'm your folks, Trek Life. That's your fam, Kev Sakota.
Mr. Show.
Ain't you supposed to say something?
With me?
When I say it's your fam, Kev Sakota.
Oh, you know what? I jumped the gun there.
My name is Trek Life. That's your fam, Kev Sakota.
Goodbye.
And your homeboy, Mr. Sugar, in the building.
Word. What up?
Yeah. And, we'll all right. Catch us at rapsucksradio.com, man. Y'all have a good one.
We need to use the sync button.